Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is another episode in our Consistency 365 series, where we are talking about what it looks like to execute consistently in the typical everyday life. I shared this in the Primal Potential Facebook group the other day that I had a conversation with a family member last week about their health. And we were
very much on the same page about what it would look like to improve health. And this person said to me, it's just really hard though, because I'm cooking for just one person. It struck me because I've heard every variation of that, meaning I've heard from somebody who says, well, it's hard because I'm not cooking for just one person. I have a spouse who eats differently, or it's hard because I have young kids, or it's hard because my kids are grown, or it's hard because I go out a lot, or it's hard because I don't go out a lot. And it made me think of something I've noticed in myself. I've caught myself several times saying things like, it'll be easier when the twins can hold their own bottles, or it's harder because the twins can't sit up on their own. Or and this was happening when the girls were in the NICU, like, well, it'll be easier when they're all home, and it'll be easier, you know, once we get to this particular point. It's no different than saying, well, it's hard because I'm cooking for one, or it's hard because my kids are little. Understand that there is somebody who thinks that's what makes it easier. Like, there are a ton of ways in which it was way easier when the twins were in the NICU, right? And there are a lot of ways where it was easier before Roman could run around, or before Roman could talk, or any number of different things. What does this have to do with consistency? If we are convincing ourselves of why it's hard, we are missing the opportunity to simply, without emotion, without judgment, without assigning it or labeling it as hard or easy or easier or harder, we're missing the opportunity to just execute. When I recognize this tendency in myself to be like, oh, well, it'll be easier when, or it's hard because, here are a few things I told myself. Number one, it might be easier when XYZ happens. But it probably won't be because there's going to be some other factor that comes into play then that isn't in play now. Or I remind myself it doesn't help me in any way to label where I am right now. That is a distraction from action. Saying it's hard, or it's harder than before, or it's easy, or it's easier than before. The labeling is a distraction from action. And then the third thing that I remind myself is, why would I ever argue for what makes something more challenging now, or pine for some future point other than now when I've made up this story that it would be easier? I mean, that isn't what it looks like for me to show up as a creative, energetic problem solver. What I want to do, and what I want this family member to do, is to constantly be saying, how can I make it great right now? It is a distraction from action to say, well, it's hard because, or it'll be easier when. What can I do to execute to the best of my ability now? And everything else is a distraction. It could be easier down the road. It could be easier for somebody else. It doesn't matter. That is a distraction from action. What do I need to do to execute at the best of my ability today? I feel so fortunate to be able to have these conversations on a regular basis with folks that I coach, that I'm in a relationship with, where they bring to me what feels challenging, or where they feel stuck, or where they're having trouble creating a breakthrough. Because sometimes we just need somebody else's perspective. It is very hard to see our own flawed thinking for ourselves, especially early in the journey. It's this saying, like, fish doesn't know it's in water. You've always thought this way, so you don't necessarily see it as an option, or you don't necessarily see clearly what the other options are and how they might be more helpful or more valuable. So I throw that out there because I know some of you would benefit tremendously from something like the consistency course, and I want you to be honest with yourself about if your approach and the way that you're going about things now is working for you because our time is limited, right? We don't have an unlimited long life to figure this stuff out. We don't. And in the meantime, the longer that it takes us to figure it out, the more that we miss out on in terms of health, in terms of confidence, in terms of fulfillment, in terms of enjoyment of life, in terms of so many things. So you can check out resources and links in the show description, and I will see you tomorrow.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.